Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's excited. We got exclusive content coming. Amazing prize giveaways. It's an all new season of the Chris Carter Show. And what we have in store for you is about to blow your mind. Yours truly, Dr. Curry. And ready for all the smoke. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know where to start. I've been getting phone calls. I've been getting text messages. I've been getting DMs all the last couple of weeks. What you going to talk about? What's the topic? What's this? What's that, man? And I done been thinking for days on our opening topic for the Chris Carter Show. And I got one for y'all. I definitely have one for y'all. And when we come back, we definitely go get into this topic of the day. Stick around. It's the Chris Carter Show. Carter Show. It's time for our topic of the hour. Is time really money? What's the true concept of time? Like, I really have been getting a lot of people saying, you know, that they're wasting their time with a lot of things. So how do we manage our time wisely? I want to play this clip real quick. Hopefully y'all can hear it. Once again, that number to call, 3999-3783 is our number. I'm going to play this clip real quick for us, and then we're going to get right into it. Let's go.
Morning, I have needs. Well, why can't you do that every morning? So I measure time. I've compressed and condensed time. I've bent it. My day is 6 a.m. to noon, and I'm not crazy. You're crazy for thinking it takes 24 hours, just like some dude in a cave did 300 years ago. That's bananas that you still think that way, and it's unfair that people have taught you this. You may actually be behind your destiny right now. Like, maybe you're not on pace. In fact, I think most people watching this, listening, will say, I am behind on achieving my destiny. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I feel like it's slipping. I feel like I'm behind. So you better figure out time differently. And you can bend and manipulate time to your advantage. The most stupid, antiquated, ridiculous concept on planet Earth today very, very well may be that a day is 24 hours. It's so stupid. It's the dumbest thing ever. 24-hour days were contrived when there were no cars. There was no electricity. If I wanted to get you a message, I had to write something down if I could, send it on a horseback, hope you get it. That's insane. Never mind the internet. So what used to take hours, days, weeks, months, years to do can be done now in a millisecond in the internet or on our smartphones. Yet we measure the time the same way that guy did? That's bananas. That is so stupid. Yet everybody does it. And so I, about 25 years ago, went, I'm not the most talented. I'm not the smartest, and I'm really not. And you've had guests on your show with IQs maybe 100 points higher than mine. This is the truth. I know a couple of them. I had them on my show. How in the world? I don't come from, you know, a whole track record of success, right? I don't have the perfect upbringing. How in the world am I going to win? I got to do things other people aren't willing to do, which I'm doing. That's the one mores. And I got to fix the way I look at time. What would I need to believe about time? What would I need to believe? What would the question be? And so my days now are from 6 a.m. to noon. That's a day. It's 6 hours. And in that day, some days you just chill. But in that day, I'm going to get the amount of productivity, faith, working out, fitness, money, business, you name it, in that day. We've all had a morning where we go, I got more done this morning than I have in weeks. Well, why can't you do that every morning? So I measure time. I've compressed and condensed time. I've bent it. My day is 6 a.m. to noon, and I'm not crazy. You're crazy for thinking it takes 24 hours, just like some dude in a cave did 300 years ago. That's bananas that you still think that way, and it's unfair that people have taught you this. My second day starts at noon and goes till 6 p.m. That's day two. But what the cool thing is, at the end of day one, this clock goes off about noon every day, bro, and goes, what did I just get done? What didn't I do? What do I need to be accountable for? What do I need to double my efforts? Just like you do at the end of most days, right? And then the next day is 6 p.m. to midnight. And some of those are just fun days. Some days I chill, right? But some days they're really super productive. What I've done now is I have changed and manipulated time. I now get 21 days a week. Stack that up over a month, I'm going to kick your butt. Stack it up over a year, you're toast. Stack it up over 5 years, my entire life is different than it would have been otherwise. And if you do this for about 90 of your traditional days that you think are, you will come back to me and go, that profoundly impacted my life. And here's the other thing that happens. The world responds to you differently when you value your time like that. What is precious is valuable. That's why a diamond or this watch is way more expensive than the piece of paper that's written down there, because it's more scarce. When your time, when you interact with the world, is slightly more scarce, they respond to you as if you're more valuable. You get more accountability, more productivity, more fun, more joy, and the world flips its response to you. All of a sudden, you become more valuable and precious to people when your time is different. And you'll get thousands more days in your life and live a much more blissful and happy life than the person who only gets 24 hours.
All right, let's get right into it. 563-999-3783 is the number to call. What exactly is time to you? And how do you manage it to the best of your ability? Do you take it and you play with it? Or are you somebody who literally sits there daily and maps out every hour of the day? My plan is to do this, that, and other. I had a great conversation earlier with my brother on, because I was the one who was literally like, you could waste my time. Like, I could care less about time. Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to give you so much power over me that you feel like you're wasting my time. Everybody that comes across your path is approaching you for some reason, if that makes sense. It's totally up to you to decide on how you manage your time. Are you going to always have the mindset that, dang, somebody is wasting my time? Or are you going to have the mindset that I can build in the time that I have? Hit me up. 563-999-3783 is the number to call. We'll be right back. don't know, y'all. I'm pressed. I'm pressed for time. It's just it's crazy how we forget how important it is to manage our time wisely. I've been talking to numerous of people about any and everything. And one of the main things people have literally been just driving is that they don't want their time wasted. And I understand that. But how can we not waste each other's time? How can we be courteous of other people's time? What do you do to make sure that your time is productive? As often as possible. I know it sounds weird, but I don't know where to go with this. Like, at the end of the day, time is money. Whatever you decide to do with your time, are you making money? We'll be right back. We'll be right back. See, I gotta fill my time with something. And one thing I was thinking about was, like, where do we stand with literally being by ourselves, actually taking time out to heal ourselves to the best of our ability. That when someone comes into our lives, are we strong enough to tell them that they're wasting our time? Or are we going to just let it flow, you feel me? Let it flow, you know, not even worry about it. Not even worry about it. Not even stunt what people have to say about us. Not even stunt with, you know, how people feel, this, that, and the other. It's always all right, y'all. So we working. This is our first episode back. This is where we're laying the ground foundation for the greatest podcast in the land. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited. I've been excited. Can't get more excited about this season. Returning 11 p.m. late night show with Young Millie. That's a throwback, y'all. Late night show with Young Millie, man. That's where it's about to get real. It's about to go down. March 31st at 11 p.m. Turn the Other Cheek, the late night show with Young Millie. We here for a good time. We here for a long time. We here for the best time. It's the Chris Carter Show. Live and
you ready?
Yeah.
I used to pray for times like to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this, for the matter of time I spent on some locked up shit, in the back of the paddy wagon, cut locked on wrist, see my dreams are full, nightmares come true, it was time to marry the game, and I say, yeah, I do, if you want it, you got deal, but it's clear I'm you, and shorty, she time bless me like I said I do, like a nigga steal, nigga please, but a trick for weed, I'm getting free, never let them all get in between, the war started. Nigga, but I'm
Be the Jew. I got the flow to try to see the roof.